Welcome to Wholehearted Coaching, the podcast. If you're looking for more purpose, more passion, more joy in your life, then you have come to the right place. I am your host, Shirin Eskandani, the founder of Wholehearted Coaching and the Wholehearted Life Coaching Certification. This podcast is in service of your biggest dreams. We'll talk about mindset, manifestation, mindfulness, and we'll also look at the transformative power of life coaching and being a life coach. If you are ready to create your dream life while living your dream life, then let's do it, love. Welcome to Wholehearted Coaching, the podcast. This is where we take a deeper dive into my Mindset Monday post, which you can read on Instagram at Wholehearted Coaching. Or if you want to go even deeper and get my free weekly journal prompts that are inspired by this episode, sign up for my email list by heading to my website, wholehearted-coaching.com. And if you're interested in joining one of my transformational courses, or you're ready to take the leap and become a wholehearted coach yourself, you can head to wholehearted-coaching.com/offerings. And of course, all this information is also in the show notes.
Hey there, it's me, not Shirin. I'm Raj, her husband. We're doing a replay of one of her favorite episodes, a wholehearted pep talk all about using your voice. And since he's sick, I'm using my voice. Reminder that this is the last week to sign up for her free live workshop all about coaching. It's happening from May 5th to 12th, and you can find out more at wholeheartedcertification.com/workshop or go to the show notes. And now, here's the episode.
Thanks, baby. So this episode is going to be a short one because this episode is more a call to action because I am frustrated, y'all. Listen, I work with some of the most amazing people. I also get to be in community with some of the most incredible minds. And when I say in community, I mean in my own life, but also on Instagram, on my email list, right? The people that I am in community with are people with amazing ideas and dreams and visions. They have some really important things to say. But one of the things I so often hear is that, well, I don't know if what I'm saying is special. Or, you know, all of this has been said before, so what makes me saying it any different? And because of that belief, right, that belief that, well, there's hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of other people saying this thing, then, well, what makes me so special? Why should I do it? And they don't do it. They don't say what is on their minds, what is on their hearts. And so this episode today is a call to action to anyone listening who has ever thought that. To anyone listening who has stopped themselves from putting their thoughts, their beliefs, their words out into the world because they think that it doesn't matter, because they think that it's being said already, and so what makes them so special? This is the episode for you, love. So today's Mindset Monday reads, yes, it's true that a lot of it's been said before, but no one can say it like you do, love. No one. Love, if you have a message in your heart, a vision, a dream that you want to share with the world, and you're holding back because you think, well, there's so many other people doing this, stop. Stop holding back. Because it is you that makes that message so unique. It is your experiences, your background, your past, your present that makes that message so incredibly unique. And it makes it so incredibly unique to someone out there in the world who needs to hear that message the way that you are going to say that message. You know, I have been in the online world of wellness now for over 4 years. And at this point, if I'm being super honest, I think like 95% of it has been said. A lot of the ideas, even the ideas that I talk about, are ideas that other people in the world are talking about, are ideas that were probably inspired by other people, sometimes consciously and sometimes unconsciously. Listen, y'all, it happens, okay? A lot of these things have been said, but you come to this podcast, You subscribe to my emails. You go on my Instagram page because of the way that I express it, because of my perspective, my angle, my experiences in life. That's what makes the message so special. And it's the same with you, love. That message that you have in your heart, that vision, that dream, that thing you want to put in the world, what makes it so incredibly unique is you. Now, what we're really talking about here is you using your voice. And that is terrifying. It is terrifying to use your voice because what will other people think? We think of the judgment. We think of how they're going to see us. And that is the biggest thing when it comes to using your voice. It's what they are going to think of me. When I first started writing on Instagram, I kept all my posts pretty like vanilla. You know, they were good, but they were like any other wellness coach, life coach page, and lots of quotables, lots of really nice things. And I did that because I didn't want to ruffle any feathers. Like, I didn't know it at the time, but I wanted to just be liked by everyone. Because I was like, that's how you get work. You just get everyone to like you, right? And then I finally wrote a post that was really what I thought, really what I thought about wellness. And that post was the one that got the most people to my Instagram page. I lost many people, but then I started to realize, oh, the people who are joining me, who are joining my community, are the people that I actually want to be in community with now. And so much of what I say here on this podcast, in my emails, on my Instagram, it has been said before. I know you've heard it before, but you come to this podcast, you listen to my podcast because of the way that I talk about it. That's what resonates with you. So if you're listening and you're thinking of using your voice, if you're thinking of saying something that perhaps may ruffle feathers, if you're thinking of saying something that other people have said, my love, this is the sign that you are looking for from the universe to say the thing, to put it out into the world, because someone out there really needs to hear it the way that you are going to say it. I can't tell you, one of my most favorite things is when I get DMs from people saying, oh my gosh, this resonated with me, or I've heard this said before, but like I never fully understood it until you said it this way. That's when I know I am doing the work that I am meant to do, to share my thoughts, my beliefs with my unique perspective and angle. That's what we are all meant to do. Because again, there is someone out there waiting on you, waiting on the message that only you can deliver in the unique way that you deliver it, love. I really do think the two things that keep us from using our voice are one, that belief that it's been said before, so what makes this so special? So listen, it makes it special because of you. You are the special sauce. You are the unique flavor in that message. The way that you're going to put it is going to make sense to someone out there who needs to hear it the way that you're going to put it, okay? So that answers that one, okay? So I don't care if it's been said before. It actually literally has been said before, okay? It's been said before, but it's never been said by you, okay? So that answers that. Number two, what holds us back from using our voice is what we think they are going to think of us, their judgment of what we say. If perhaps what we're going to say is going to make people feel uncomfortable, or if it goes against the status quo. So I want to share an exercise with you, which comes from the incredible coach, Tanya Geisler. So I want you to take out a piece of paper, and at the top, I want you to write down in big letters, using my voice. And then I want you to draw a line down the middle of that piece of paper. And I want you to write on one side, the people who could possibly judge me, who wouldn't be here for it, who don't want me to use my voice. So write that as a label at the top. People who will judge me, who aren't here for it, that I'm worried would really not like me using my voice. Okay, so that's one side of the piece of paper. And then on the other side, I want you to write down at the top, the label is people who are here for this, people who want to hear my voice, people who will encourage me, support me, and possibly be in my community when I use my voice. So you have these two sides, right? The people who are against me using my voice and the people who are for me using my voice. And I want you to take really like 3 to 5 minutes of your time and write down who would go on each side. I've done this exercise in workshops before, and it's so goddamn revelatory. It's so liberating because when you look on that side of people who aren't going to support you, the people who are going to judge you, you're kind of going to be like, oh, these people, these are the people who are holding me back from using my voice. Like that guy, that woman, that person. And when you look on the side of people who are here for it, that is going to make you so excited and so inspired and so fueled and motivated. That is the side we need to be focusing on. That is the side we need to be focusing on when we think of our dreams and our visions and our goals and our words, of the things we do in the world. Because so often we are focused on the side where the people don't want us to do the things we want to do. That's the side we're trying to convince to come to our side. That's the side that we spend 90% of our time focusing our time and energy and emotions on and love. I want you to just liberate yourself, let go of that side, and keep your focus on the side that actually matters. The side that wants your words, that needs your words, that supports your words, that needs your work in the world. Focus on that side and let go of the other one. Listen, again, after 4+ years of doing this work, not all people are here for me. I mean, I know you're here for me. You're on this podcast, and thank you for being here. I really appreciate that. But I know I'm not for everyone, and I'm not meant to be for everyone. That's why this community is so special, because it is made up of people who resonate with my values, with my mission, with my vision. That's why this community is so damn incredible. So love, this is a call to action. We need your unique vision, mission, perspective in the world. We need your words. We need your dreams. We need your desires out here. We need it. So we're keeping it super bite-sized and short and sweet this week, love. This week, I encourage you to really think on what I am saying, to do this exercise that I give you in this podcast. We need you. We need what you have to say and want to do in this world. Yes, it has been done, but it's never been done by you. Until next week, love, I will talk to you then. Thank you so much for joining me this week. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend, subscribe or follow where you love listening most. And if you haven't yet, leave a review. You can do this on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Podchaser, or Podcast Addict. Until next week, love.